bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba.
You've made it to the stream. You found us. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And we are joined in the studio by the founder of MASC, Mothers Against Senseless Killings. Her name is Tamara Manassa. Welcome back, Tamara.
Hey, Wendy. Hey, Bill.
Good to see you.
Hey,
Thank
Chicago.
You so much for coming up.
Were your ears burning because Friday night we were going to the Blackhawks game, me and my family, and we were driving around Costner and Ogden, and some of the areas, some of the houses there are not in really great shape. My 14-year-old was asking about, why is it different here? You know, we're suburban white people, and they didn't see much of that. And I said, things are very different and on the south side and the west side. And I said, there's a woman who is trying to change that. Her name is Tamara Manassa. I was totally talking about you Friday, and now you're here.
My ears were burning. They were. Thank you so much. Thanks for keeping me in mind. Thank you.
Well, you're trying to make a difference. And as I was explaining to my 14-year-old, and, you know, me as an adult, I don't understand it. So how can he? It's just there's no hope. There's no opportunity. My kids aren't afraid walking to school. They're not afraid sitting on their front porch. And kids in some other areas are afraid of all that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're not living.
Yeah. No, you can't live in a place where you expect to die at any moment. You can't really live like that. You're only waiting to die. And who, like, really, who can live that way?
Yeah, you can't.
That's not life.
You've told Wendy and myself the story in the past, but for people who are new to you and what your message is, how did MASC get started, Tamara? What was the impetus behind this?
Okay, quickly.
Yeah.
It got started. There was a woman that was murdered on a corner on 75th and actually 74th and Stewart. We were about the same age, so I kind of, you know, saw parallels between our lives. But she was murdered breaking up a fight. And so me and a few of my friends decided that we were going to go sit out on that corner, because if there would be retaliation anywhere, it would be for something like that. And so we figured that if we could keep retaliation from happening because of that murder, then, you know, we could possibly stop other retaliation and other violent acts. And that was 2 years ago, going on three. This will be our third year on the block, and since then there's been nothing.
You scared the first time you were sitting out there? Be honest.
No, I'm crazy.
You are crazy.
I'm crazy.
How
no,
could you
I
not
was,
be scared?
I was not scared, not at all. No, I mean, those are my people. That's my neighborhood. Those are my people. I grew up on the northern end of Inglewood, and I mean, it was like going home. I knew those people. That's my family. And I mean, you can't be scared to be around your family. And I think that's what so many of us feel right now. We fear each other more than we love each other. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem. That's something that we really have to get past. And honestly, I felt like this is what, God wanted me to do something like this. And so I didn't feel like God would lead me to a corner to have me be killed in the place that he led me to. That's just not how that works.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always good when I'm there. I mean, there have been times when I've sat on a corner and painted my toenails. Like, it's like nothing to me. Like, it's being in my living room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On your own back porch.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
So you started this program that during the summer, when school wasn't in session, you would have kind of like these big old barbecues and stuff.
Every day, like a block party. Yeah. Every day. Like a barbecue every day. We cook dinner every single day. We have dinner with the neighborhood every day. And we kind of created a outdoor community center. And so it started as dinner, but now, I mean, there are games on the corner. It's karaoke. It's yoga. It's, you know, dance classes. It's all sorts of stuff. It's just, that's what we do there, though. That's what we do. It's a place where people can come and get whatever, if it's their bellies that need to be fed, or if their souls that need to be fed, they can get it there.
Where does this money come from to fund this?
The people.
Yeah.
The people. The government gives us nothing.
Yeah.
The people do this. The people, that's because so many people want to see change, and so many people want to know, how can I help? What can I do? And we make it as easy as possible to do that. So people will come by the block and drop off a case of water.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come drop off hot dogs. They'll send money. People do that. We don't ask for government grants because the people, we are beholden to the people, not to the government. So That's what this is. That's who makes sure. They make sure that every night we have food on the grill, that kids who need it have clothes on their back. I mean, that's the power of the people. That's what I've learned in the past couple of years. The people are very powerful.
You've had interesting opposition, sometimes from politicians, sometimes from the police.
Yeah.
When you look at that from a distance, why would there be opposition from politicians or the police with what you're doing?
You know, I think that we need to ask the politicians and the police that question, because I really don't know.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because we're managing to accomplish things that other people have not been able to accomplish. And we're willing to do things that other people aren't willing to do. I mean, like, I give out 1,000 hugs a day. I don't know if a cop is willing to get out of his car and hug somebody. I honestly don't know that. And that's sad that I don't know that. Does having a gun take away all of your empathy? Does it take away your ability to be compassionate? Does it take away your ability to be human? Like, I don't know, because I don't carry a gun or I don't wear a bulletproof vest. So I don't know. But I'm not certain what it is. I think it's something so different from what we've normally seen that it makes a lot of people feel threatened. They don't know what to do with it. They don't know what to do with it. And if they can't join in, then they kind of just, I guess, don't want it to happen.
I don't know what to do with it. What is there to do with it? You be thankful that the violence has dropped significantly in those 3 years you've been out there, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
But then your success would make a politician who governs that district look good, or a policeman who's in charge of that district look good, because you say, look, there's less crime than there was before you guys came.
Let's do that in various neighborhoods and on many blocks.
Not if the politician or the police in that district aren't being helpful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If they aren't helping, then it does, because we're there every day.
Right.
And so if the police aren't out there throwing around a football with kids or helping flip burgers on the grill, or, you know, whoever the elected official that's in charge of that area isn't showing up saying, hey, what do you need? How can I help you? People notice that.
Mm-hmm.
They know who they don't see out there. They know who doesn't come out.
Mm-hmm.
They know. We get soccer moms and football dads and everything from the North Shore, from the South Suburbs, from everywhere, all around the Chicagoland area. And they all come to a corner on 75th and Stewart in Englewood to teach a kid how to throw a tight spiral,
mm-hmm.
to do face painting.
By the way, Jake Cutler could have used that class when he was the quarterback of the Bears. He
wasn't
stopped by.
He wasn't welcome.
Nobody needed to know how to throw a tight spiral more than him.
He wasn't welcome. But they come down to do this. And the kids know. They see all of these people that they didn't used to see in their community before.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the kids would tell me the only time we see white people is at school or their teachers or cops. That's it. But now that's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Now so many different people come into the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we belong here. Everybody belongs here. We belong together. That's what Chicago is missing. It's the togetherness.
Good.
It's the fact that we're so separated that creates so many of our problems, because I've noticed, I mean, I've recognized, I've seen it with my own two eyes in the past 2 years. Whenever you mix all kind of people together, bad stuff just doesn't happen as
much.
Well, there's a sense of community. There's a sense of belonging together.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, being a white suburban person and family, we have different police officers. And trust me, there are some jerky mm-hmm. cops in the suburbs as mm-hmm. well. Have you tried to invite even one police officer to come flip a burger, as you say, or to come throw?
Because police officers are good, good, good people. You know what? I'd even go as far as to say most of them are.
Yeah.
They are.
You've had some involvement.
Yeah,
there have been police who have come
there,
out.
There are a couple who have come out and tried to, you know, engage with us, but they aren't necessarily in the district that we're in. And so they'll cross district lines to come and say, hey, you know, I like what you're doing.
Good.
I like what you're doing. This is good what you're doing. I saw it on television and I came and bought a case of water for you. And it moves you when that happens. It does.
Yeah.
But right quick, as soon as they get in their cruiser and pull off, you have to snap back to reality. And you have to realize that you're in a place where most of them are not like that.
But the police officers that patrol that community and that block, wouldn't it mean more if they partook in this?
It would absolutely mean more, but that's not going to happen.
I just don't. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't understand it.
It's probably because I'm talking about it right now on the radio. It's probably because I'm very vocal about it. I mean, like, I don't feel the need. I think that we need to have an honest discussion about violence now and the root causes of it and what keeps it going, what fuels that fire. And I think the more that we sugarcoat things and the more that we aren't honest and open about what's really going on, it's going to keep happening. And so, no, I think that me being a person who sits on a street corner every single day in the summer during the most dangerous time in the city of Chicago, every single day, I think that I do have the right to be an authority on what could be the problem and what could be the solution. I mean, I've seen it. I know what's going on. And I think that if we did have more of an interaction between law enforcement and the community and positive interactions, things would change. But we just don't. We don't.
Didn't this all kind of start with a hug where you just wanted to give hugs as needed to show that we're all human beings and we all need to be loved? Isn't that kind of how this started?
That's what this is. It's free hugs. That was our hashtag. That's our slogan, free hugs. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a hug because sometimes that fixes everything.
Mm-hmm.
That can fix so much. It sometimes it's all people need, but we aren't necessarily touchy-feely society.
We're not. And less so now than we used to be.
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
It's really crazy. That's why this spring break, what we're doing is, instead of a sit-in, we're doing the Great Mask Spring Break Sit-Out.
All right, explain that.
Instead of sitting in to protest something, we're sitting out to protest violence. And sitting out means get in your lawn chair, go sit in front of your house and drink a cup of coffee. Meet your neighbors. That's all. We don't necessarily need people to come to our block anymore. This is our block actually trying to help the rest of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And this is us from the block, from a block in Inglewood saying, hey, we want to help fix this problem. We've solved it in our area. Now we want to help you fix it in your area. We want to help you fix it in South Shore. We want to help you fix it in Roseland and in Lawndale. We want to help you fix it on the North Side. We want to help you fix it. And it's not just stopping violence. It's building community, because where community exists, violence can't.
Right.
It just can't.
Right.
And so this is as simple, honestly, as getting in your lawn chair and going to sit on your porch or going to sit in front of your house and saying, hey, neighbor, mm-hmm. I'm blah, blah, blah. Just know the people that you live around, and that could really improve our city dramatically. Dramatically.
It sounds so simple, but imagine if this happened on many, many blocks throughout this spring break time, which is going on this week. Imagine how positive a change
this
could be.
That's what we're hoping. We have on our Facebook page, we want you to upload pictures of you sitting out on your front porch or sitting out in front of your house. You know, we want this to be a Chicago thing. We want Chicago to lead this revolution, to lead this, to take us back to a place when America was great, when people sat on the front porch, when you knew your neighbors, when your neighbors knew you, when you knew your neighbors' kids, and your neighbors' kids knew you. That's where we want to go. That's where we want to go. That's when I think that America was the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good goal to have. It really is.
Chicago can lead that. And I think that we should. I think we shouldn't lead. We shouldn't lead in murders.
No,
we don't. And that's the story that the media across the country, you know, that's the narrative that people have about Chicago right now. But that's not the truth. But we can lead a revolution, and we can do something very cool. We can become a city of communities again.
Yeah,
we can do that. We just have to want to do it. That's it. So what better time to start this? Spring break, the kids are out.
Here, this is the best part of this, is the timing of this, because we keep in the news, we keep hearing there were so many murders last week, and it's expected to get worse because as the weather gets warmer.
Exactly.
So instead of being fearful of the weather getting warmer, own it the way you're saying.
Yeah, we're coming out the house.
Yeah.
I want to sit out on a corner.
Mm-hmm.
I want to sit outside my house in the lawn chair. Mm-hmm. I want to get some sun. I want to see some people.
Right.
Maybe play some cards with my neighbors in front of my house. I want to do that. That was the world that my parents were raised in.
Yeah.
That's the world that my grandparents were raised in. That's the world that I want my children to grow up in. But unfortunately, it's not until now. We can change it now. now. We can change everything right now because we know how to do it now. For 2 years, I've been sitting on a corner. I mean, I've been like a crash test dummy out there.
Yeah.
So I've done the research. You're not going to die sitting in front of your house. Just you're going to make your neighborhood better. That's what you're going to do.
Less people are going to die, too, if you're out
there. Far less. Far less.
Getbehindthemask.org is the website. You have a Facebook page. What is that?
Mothers Against Senseless Killings.
Okay, Mask, Mothers Against Senseless Killings. We don't have a lot of time, but we did want to touch on something. A lot of the problems is that the kids aren't in school in the summer with nothing to do. They're outside. Violence happens. You've started a community center. We don't have a lot of time, but tell us about that.
Oh, we actually are breaking ground for our play lot on Monday.
This.
And we have gotten so many donations. The people, once again, have done this. We've been working very closely with Cook County and Commissioner Bridget Gaynor and Rob Rose over at the Cook County Land Bank. And some developers and the community has really come out to make this happen. So we're getting a play lot this summer where we can have our barbecues and we can have our yoga and we can now... It's not now we can afford to feed and to actually have enough space for hundreds of kids, not just 100, not just 50, but we can do so much more because we have so much more to work with now. And I'm so excited about all of the prospects, all the potential. So excited about it.
You should be excited, but there is a downside to this story. This land was owned, co-owned by the county and the city, and the county donated their half. But the city did not for some reason. There a reason that we know of that the city wouldn't play along with this?
Oh, Bill, why would you ask me that?
It's terrible. Why wouldn't they?
You know, I suggest that the best thing that I can say with that is call the mayor's office and ask.
Yeah.
Call the mayor's office. I don't know. I mean, like, I really honestly don't have an answer for that. We could never come to, I don't know. I don't know where.
What are they going to do with the land?
I don't know. I know what we're going to do with our land.
Yeah.
I know what we're going to do with our land. I'm not sure what they're going to do with their vacant lot, but I know what I'm going to do with our play lot. So I don't know. I don't. Maybe they have plans for it. Maybe they don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just really thankful for what we've gotten. I wish we could have gotten more.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, I'm happy with what we've gotten, what we have right now. It's better than what we have had for the past 2 years.
How much bigger is this than the space you've been dealing with before?
At least 5 times bigger.
That's
maybe
great.
When this is all developed and your play lot happens and it's a fully functioning thing, you're breaking ground. You just did Monday, you said?
Yeah.
Or you will be?
And on Monday, we're doing a football camp with the first female NFL football coach.
Excellent.
She's going to be coming to do camp on the corner for our kids because we have the space to do it now. So there are big things happening. We are doing big things on that one little plot of land. And I'm so excited about it because so many lives are being changed there. And I'm so excited to be a part of it.
You are one amazing woman. You really are.
Thank you.
You have started a movement, and I hope it continues. Tamar Manasseh, the founder of MASK, Mothers Against Senseless Killings. You can go to their Facebook page, Mothers Against Senseless Killings, on Facebook. You can also go to their website, getbehindthemask.org. You always take donations. Any more information can be found there?
Right. And remember, Chicago, sharing is caring. Get in those chairs. Get in those chairs.
Sharing is caring.
Thank you for doing this. You're really making a difference. We appreciate
you,
it.
Thank you.
Right.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We'll take a quick break and then find out what Judy has in the news. Stay where you are. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Bah humbug. Supposed to be April showers bring May flowers. And what do the Mayflowers bring? Oops.
Pilgrims.
Bees? Yeah, but not April snow showers.
No. Although it's supposed to be, did you just say this in the news or did I read this earlier? It's going to be 70 in a couple of days.
Yeah, this weekend,
so.
Saturday. It's going to be 50 on Friday.
I'll give back that one day of 70 that we had to get this over with now.
Too much rain.
I'd rather have 5 days of 50 or...
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Wendy, I just said to you, there's no way it's been a year since we last discussed this, but from time to time, they give you a list of the words that'll be... dictionary friendly, words that have come into the lexicon over the last year or so that didn't used to be in the dictionary. Now all of a sudden they are. And it actually hasn't been a year. The Webster's people put one out in the fall, and then dictionary.com just put theirs out this morning. So these are words that hadn't been on dictionary.com previously, but now they are because they've been used so much. Now, just like we did in the fall with Webster's Dictionary and the words that they're allowing, they give you all the words, but they do not give you the meaning.
God, that bugs
in the
me.
Story. I think that that's
so weird
paramount
for a
to the story. Yeah. Tell us what the word is, but then explain to us what it is. Now, some of these we know because they've been used so often in the last year, like alt-right will now be in the dictionary, on dictionary.com anyway.
I'm surprised it hasn't been until now.
Well,
I think they just make these announcements willy-nilly, and just so we talk about them, because it's like, it seems like five times a year we come up with words that have been added to various dictionaries.
Of course.
I'm fine with that.
So alt-right, what's the best way to explain it without over-explaining it, Judy? Is there...
I don't know. A command?
It's not a command.
It's a loose group of people with far-right ideologies who reject mainstream conservatism in the United States. Would that be fair?
That's why they didn't give you the definition.
Breitbart was like the cornerstone of what's been alt-right in the last year, is Breitbart and Breitbart-type journalism. Black Lives Matter is pretty self-explanatory. This one, Wendy, I'm going to point at to you. I can say this, right? Number three?
Yeah.
I can say this?
Would you feel better if I said it?
Yes. Because I'd rather somebody get suspended
but
it be you.
I've heard of it with
resting. I could say
resting,
it as a news word.
Resting in front of it. That's what I've heard. Resting bee face.
Yeah.
Bee face.
Bee face. Bee being female dog. Face. And it's,
okay, I think you can say
you
that.
You can say it.
And it's used
it's the
primarily to describe somebody like that's a...
Like when, me. Somebody like me.
I wasn't going to say that. But
actually, that's not even true. I try to smile all the time, but there are people who constantly... I got to tell you, in my opinion, Donald Trump is a bitch face.
Yes.
So that's describing what someone looks like.
A glum look. Like you're okay. like
just never
though,
smiling. Like your natural look is
right.
just that
no,
of a grimace.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
I know so many people like that.
Right.
Not you, and I mean, I may be a bitch for reals, but I don't have the face. I don't have the face, right?
Your face does not sell that point
at
all.
See, I like to keep people guessing.
That's right.
You laugh a lot. You cannot be a bitch face.
But there are people who are just way too serious, and it's like life is miserable, and it isn't for them. But they still tell your face that
they see the glass half empty.
But wouldn't you agree that even though that word has been used a lot lately, like I don't remember hearing that 3 or 4 years ago. That's just something that's come into play.
I don't know that I ever hear that word.
Oh, you don't?
Is
I hear it pretty often.
Is that an internet word?
Yeah.
This year about someone, I think.
Yeah.
CNN did a story in February, resting bitch face is real, according to scientists.
Oh, my goodness.
So these are people who just can't help it. They always look like they're not enjoying themselves.
I think they could help it.
It's real, according to scientists. In a study conducted October 2015, a couple of scientists from a technology firm that develops software looked at celebrities like Kanye West. Perfect.
Yeah, he kind of has it.
Kristen Stewart.
She has it.
Anna Kendrick.
I don't think she has it
at
all.
Oh, wait, so they're saying that they can't help it? That's
just their natural look.
Their go-to mode is
Queen Elizabeth II.
Okay, but let's...
Hate to say that about the queen.
Yeah, let's think about all those people you just mentioned, though.
Kristen Stewart always looks like she'd rather be somewhere else.
And Jay Cutler is the poster boy.
But I'm saying they're all kind of...
And he's got bitch butt, too, by the way. I saw that picture.
You can't say that on there.
He's got a bitch and butt.
It was really nice.
You said that.
It was my screensaver for a day. What they discovered, these scientists, was that celebrities who had bored or annoyed looks were showing underlying levels of emotions that are not seen in people who don't have resting bitch face.
Interesting.
It's just a look of, like, just nothing.
I know, but don't you... I feel like they're trying to explain that away, that it's a medical condition.
Right, and it's not.
No, I'm saying all those people...
It's by choice.
They're looking like that because that's how they feel.
All right, but take a look at somebody like our current president. More times than not, when you see him, his natural face is a scowl.
Right.
He's just always got the downturned lip.
He's always thinking about something bad.
So is that a conscious? Is he purposely saying this is going to be my look?
No,
no.
He's just feeling that way.
Exactly. His emotions are playing on his face. They're just unfortunately, not people who can maybe control their emotions.
Oh,
that
maybe.
Well.
Yeah.
And their face just, and they don't even realize
that
they're looking.
That's
like
why
that.
I try to look like I'm crazy all the time.
It's working.
I like to smile.
Crazy is a good defense when you're in a dangerous situation too.
Right, no one's gonna mess with you if you're nuts.
I always act like I'm a witch.
Yeah. Yikes.
But Kanye West is a perfect example of that. He just looks like
displeased, always.
I think he is always displeased. He's always crabbing about something.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I try not to.
So those are all like Hall of Fame members of this.
Yeah.
Right? And it's all in the eyes because, you know, I've told my kids this too when they're smiling on picture day. Make your eyes smile too. And they're like, what? My wedding photographer told me to say yes. And then that gives you a very natural smile and it uplifts your, you know, you can make your eyes smile that way. See, that's very good.
They kind of twinkle.
Well, you shouldn't like bulge them out like that, but
what do you mean?
Yes.
But,
so think about Kanye. Think about Donald Trump, Kristen Stewart. Like their eye, it's just all like uninterested, like just like a neutral face.
Right.
But it's you look at Jennifer Aniston, and even when she has a neutral face, you don't think of her as resting bitch face because you're used to seeing her smile and stuff.
Right.
I mean, I think your resting face should always be a nice, happy,
positive
you know?
Looking.
Yeah, like you know.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I mean. People think I'm nuts.
It should be yes instead of no.
And can one eye be blinking nonstop? Is that cool or not?
That's cool.
Yeah, I like to do that. What about this word? Burkini. B-U-R-K-I-N-I.
That was in the news a lot.
That's a martini that Muslims enjoy, is it not?
No, a bikini made of burk where it covers things that they banned them. Was it in France?
Oh, it is.
Remember,
it's
it was
an actual,
in the,
right,
yeah.
It is a big,
it was in the news a lot that, I think it was France, I could be wrong on that, where they banned Middle Eastern women from wearing these burkinis on the beach.
That is what it is.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. Wow. All right, so that's one that we weren't privy to until
it
recently.
It is France. God, thank God. Usually I'm wrong.
I don't
thank
know
you,
what
Kevin.
This is. Please tell me what this is because I've never heard of it. A cat cafe. What's a cat cafe? I don't know what that is. Any
a
idea?
A place where cat ladies go to have a drink.
Is that what it is?
I think
and
I know
a
this
sandwich.
One.
What is it, Kevin?
I think it's a cafe that has cats in it.
That allows cats?
No, I think like part of the draw is cats are there.
They're
bring
just
your
walking
cat,
around?
You mean?
Like in Japan, they had one too that I saw, but there was owls in their cafe.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. I don't get it.
That was in a Harry Potter book. That wasn't in Japan.
Oh, okay. My mistake, yeah.
There's just owls flying around in a restaurant?
They don't fly. They perch. Oh.
Well, there are just cats running around a cafe.
I don't like that
at
all.
Who wants to have a drink or eat there?
I would like the hairball tea, please. You sound like a walker from the Grateful Dead. Some of those are like that, too.
What is cheat day? I don't know what that is either.
I also know this.
What is that, Kevin?
When you go off your diet?
Yeah. Or that or like, yeah, like The Rock is famous for posting his cheat day photos, which are just insane because he's a workout freak. But on his cheat days, he won't work out and
he'll have Fruit Loops.
He'll have like 6 deep dish pizzas, fried chicken,
oh, man.
Waffle. Like it's
all the things that are bad for you. Everybody's entitled to cheat day. I make mine every day.
Cheat day? Okay. What about, I don't know what this one is either. Clicktivist. What is a clicktivist? It's like it's obviously some play on activist, but I don't know what it is.
Somebody who clicks on the internet.
Instead of going out and doing it, maybe
you join the all the .org things.
Is that what it is?
That's what I would.
Let's look without having to do the work.
Yeah, it's just easier to just sit at home or your laptop and do it.
Yeah, these words
are me.
I don't know any of them.
No. But wouldn't it be helpful, Judy, you're in the news, so you know, if you're going to do a story like this, put the word and then the definition.
Yeah,
they never do.
Yeah, that would be just a little bit helpful.
A clicktivist is a person whose only form of offering opinion on controversial world matters is through the use of online surveys and petition, yet lacks the fortitude, intelligence, or ambition to get out from in front of the computer.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry, did you see that on dictionary.com?
No, I'm on Urban Dictionary, actually.
Oh.
So we'll have their words coming up next week.
Right, right. Cold brew is obvious. That has to do with beer and the way that beer is distributed.
No, Kevin says no.
It's cold brew is not?
Cold brew coffee.
Yeah, like iced coffee.
Right here,
really?
Baby.
Really?
Yep.
Judy made her own cold brew because she's a witch.
You said it, not me.
She didn't even stir it. She just blinked and it appeared.
Exactly. And it's just smoke coming up from it.
When do you know this one? You've described this one to me a few times. Dabbing. People have come to the window at the WGN studios and have dabbed. And what does
that
mean?
Okay.
I am so out of it.
No. Typically, Bill and I are out of these things, too. We didn't know. Kevin explained it to us. Who was the quarterback? Or
Cam Newton does it.
Cam
a lot,
Newton. It's just like you put
pose,
one on
like a winning
stupid.
Pose.
It's just dumb.
I thought someone had a stroke in front of the studio. I was going to go help him. And when he goes, no, it's just a guy's dabbing. I go, all right.
And I think that's passé now, if you want to know the truth. I think it was happening for like 1 minute. And now
it was a fad, right?
For honestly, very quickly.
Yeah.
If you do it now,
it's a one hit word.
Yes.
Dad bod is now on dictionary.com. So that's
that covers
fairly obvious.
That covers just about every guy that's over 40, pretty much.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean fat. It just means
your body's settled a certain way.
And you're not, you don't have the washboard abs anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, your arms aren't cut. You're not like The Rock, as we brought up before. And I think that's a stupid term.
Yeah.
It's stupid because what's the word then for the women?
I don't know.
It's not mom.
Yeah, like what's the
it's not MILF.
No. I don't know if there is.
It would be the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Is there an equivalent?
Is
I don't know
like
if there is an equivalent.
Out of shape, fat.
No.
Old.
Probably.
I mean, I'm like, what? The guys get, oh, dad bod.
Yeah.
What?
Right. We're a little tougher on the women in our society.
Yeah, exactly. I've never
just
heard
a
mom
little.
Bod. It's
hag.
Let herself go. Exactly.
I don't, there isn't, that's a great question.
It's just kind of weird that it would even be a word.
But you have to admit, you've heard it a lot in the last year or two. I don't think I ever heard it before last year. 2016 was the first
time. I've never heard it.
You never
heard
it until now?
I must live under a rock.
No, they put it in advertising. It's just really overused and unnecessary, if you want my honest opinion.
Right.
It's really like just a guy who is a dad.
All right, so if you saw a picture of two guys, and in the picture, you didn't see their heads. You just saw their bodies. And one guy was 18, and the other guy was 45. Would you describe the, like, you'd be able to tell the difference probably.
Oh, yeah.
But you wouldn't go to that and go, well, that guy's got a dad bod because it's too trite, right?
No, and it doesn't necessarily mean heavy either because
it just means you're
an average Joe.
Right. You've settled into your body. You're a father. You're not trying quite as hard.
But I think like an 18-year-old still, in theory, could have a dad bod.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. It
yeah.
could. Right.
Without do you have to be a dad to have a dad bod?
No.
I know. But, you know, an 18-year-old's not going to have hair, you know, as much as a dad bod will. You know, because they're 18. They're still kind of maturing.
Right. Right. Right.
I don't know. I picture a dad bod having more hair.
Yeah, and just be having a little bit of a belly, maybe.
Yeah, a little stomach on him.
And...
Mm-hmm. Friendiversary. That's something you see on Facebook.
That is what it is.
I thought I hated that, but now I kind of like it. But it reminds me of what I did a year ago.
It's two people who connected somehow on Facebook a year ago, and you're reminded of that.
Or it says,
or in real life.
Or in real life.
Or in real life, yeah.
When is our friendiversary, Judy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when I met you.
I'll let you know when Facebook tells me.
Yeah, exactly.
They do. They send you a notice, don't they?
Yeah.
Hangry is the combination of hungry and angry.
I'm every day. These all describe me, except the dad bod. I'm the one that they haven't come up with a name for yet.
K-pop, which is Kevin's rapper name.
What's K-pop?
That's Korean pop, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that what it is?
I think so, yeah. Like pop music.
Pop music in Korea?
Oh, I was thinking soda.
No, it's not that. This one I don't know. I don't think I know. Kush, K-U-S-H, what is that?
Oh, if Kevin doesn't know, we're in trouble.
There's those Kush balls.
That's a koozie.
Is that called Kush? Is it koozie?
I think there's like...
Is that soft?
I think that's maybe a marijuana reference.
Oh, is it?
Got adapted to other things in...
We'll ask Grzanich.
...in hip-hop.
What about...
How do you spell it?
Grzanich? I don't know.
No, Kush is cannabis. Urban Dictionary.
K-U-S-H.
Varieties of the Kush plant include but are not limited to Hindu Kush, OG Kush, Purple Kush, Master Kush. I'm going to call you Master Kush.
Master Kush. I'm going to wear a black belt.
Nice Kush.
Can I snatch the coin from your hand?
Yes. That's not my hand.
I think like some rappers have adapted that as like a description, or excuse me, a descriptor now. Like if something's good, it's Kush, I think.
Oh, I don't like that.
I think. I
That's
know.
Too much.
Thank God it's replaced the bomb.
Yeah.
God, I was sick of that. You are such the bomb, Bill.
This one we have discussed on the show from time to time, man bun. That's now in dictionary.com, man bun. That's guys who decide to wear their hair like Pebbles Flintstone. It always looks good.
I read the other day that in 20 years, the man bun will be the new mullet.
Oh,
like,
really?
Look back on it.
Listen,
I bet that's right.
The mullet works. The man bun is not supposed to be there.
I love the man bun.
Really? A yes. bun belongs on a ballerina or a librarian. That's it.
Buns can be very sexy, Wendy.
No. Let the hair down. That's sexy, you know. Samson.
You know, Samson.
I'm not saying I prefer the bun, but I think it looks good.
You know, you see all nice those old neat. Movies, and it's like you honestly have a librarian or a ballerina, and they're getting hot and heavy with a guy, and they're like, oh, and they
take the
pull
pin
out one
thing.
That
one thing is and not. It comes tumbling down.
It's like but a hand grenade of hair.
But it. As we can attest to, oh, if yeah. you've ever had a bun, there are like 85,000 bobby pins oh, yeah. in there. It's not
and
just going to come out.
Like shellacked. Yeah, right. So you pull that out and it just stays.
Yeah.
So you're with this guy and he's got a man bun and you just, there's no pin to take out and let his hair come down. Just take it down. Even if it's in a ponytail, let it loose, baby.
Who's the guy? There's some guy who works in this building.
He's got a great bod.
I don't think he's not a, dad a member bod. Of the Tribune. He works somewhere else, but we see him. He'd walk by the studio every day. And every day, no matter who's in the studio, they look at this guy because he's ripped, and they go, "Boy, look at it! Oh, look at that hair!" Like every day, they look at his body first.
It doesn't look bad, but it would look way better if he would just let his hair down.
Yeah,
I don't want to give too much information because he might be listening.
Oh, all right,
he's here in the building.
Well, I hope I see him one day.
He's really nice looking.
I'll be like, "Hey,
Judy's
nice
going to do a door-to-door search."
I see him in the cafeteria a lot.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Getting a power drink.
I think the man bun says something about
what does it say? It does.
I wish I was a ballerina.
I wish I was.
No. I mean, in my head, it's...
What is it?
Kind of hippie-ish, activist. Maybe you work at Starbucks.
Defying authority to an extent. Not quite defying authority, but just as much as I need to.
Exactly. But I still have a job. I could wear a suit to work, and I might work at the Board of Trade.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like
it's just have the ponytail. Why have the bun? Bun is for a special occasion. It's for standing up at a wedding or dancing in a ballet.
Oh, my God. You're like the bun Nazi. I'm never going to have a bun.
Two words you rarely hear together. Every once in a while, but not that often.
No bun for you.
All right, we have time for one more.
The mullet is better than the man bun.
No way.
Oh, my God, yes,
it is. Bun over mullet anytime.
Oh, no way.
Come on.
Mic drop.
We have to take a break.
That's the end. That's the last one. So mic drop is obvious.
It's I love that.
Everything that needs to be said has been said, thus I dropped the mic. It started in rapping, right? But now, what's the phone commercial where that guy...
Sprint.
Yeah, it's Sprint.
Didn't Obama do it one time?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Everybody's done it.
Yeah, okay. Yes, see, that's how I know, because it's a news story.
Right.
Not really. He was on someone's show, but...
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
The guy with the man bun put it in his hair to hold the bun in.
But no,
and it looked good.
No, it didn't.
No other
it's not
president.
Like you can do that with a mullet, you'd never find it again.
No other president did a mic drop. Chester A. Arthur never did a mic drop.
And I'm sorry, Obama, so cool.
It worked.
Oh, totally worked.
Smooth over everything.
Yeah. All right, we must take a break. Stick
Bye,
around,
Jude.
Thanks, Judy. Stay where you are. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.
And Bill and I are unbalanced or imbalanced.
Right. I think that's safe to assume. guess what, Wendy? As it turns out, that's the end of today's show.
Why does it go so quickly?
It goes very, very fast, doesn't it?
It truly does.
It really does. We don't know why.
That's because it's rainy.
Yeah, when it's sunny, this will just drag on and on and on. But when it's rainy, this goes by pretty fast.
Is there a White Sox game today?
No. No Cubs game, no White Sox game.
How'd the Cubs do last night?
The Cubs took 2-1 from the Cardinals. White Sox fell 6-3 to Detroit.
I know, that was sad.
But more chances tomorrow.
So the Cubs are ahead of the White Sox right now.
Currently the White Sox are, yes, at 1-1, they are beating 0-1 White Sox.
Okay.
Yes. Tune in again tomorrow. We've got all kinds of great stuff planned. We're thrilled that you're listening, and thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow.